The freedom that comes with taking off your bra. Whether you wear an A cup or a triple Z cup, every girl's girls breathe a huge sigh of relief when you let them escape that fabric prison. You can almost hear the sigh. And most of us have a simple understanding. When the bra comes off, I ain't going back out. I don't care what kind of emergency it is. Unless extreme death is involved, as opposed to normal death, we're going to stay put till the morning. Even then, it's a struggle. I used to be able to leave the house without a bra and no one would notice. Once I learned the hide the nipple hack, with Band-Aids or what have you, it was a done deal. Yes, I used Band-Aids. I know there are fancy-smancy covers now. Judge not. Those were the days. It wasn't until recently that gravity began to rear its jealous head. My boobs went from looking cute and perky in a tee to a little less cute and just being in a tee. I shouldn't complain too much. I'm 39 and I nursed 2 kids, so technically, I have retired boobs. I'm trying to convince myself that a slight natural sag is still sexy. But anyway, back to the bras. Underwire, padded, all bras suck. Every last one of them. And oh my goodness, the torture that is wearing the wrong size bra. Have you and your sister girlfriends decided that bras were invented by men that will never have to endure the uncomfortableness that they bring? My sister girlfriends and I have. Have you and your sister girlfriends nodded your heads in solidarity when you think of the bold women that burned their bras? We have. Have you thought about doing the same? Not us. Bras cost too much. My one sis wears a triple G and her bras cost the equivalent of a mortgage payment. They don't even come in pretty colors. She stuck with black and white until some genius decides that big boobs deserve lacy red bras. Bras are an expensive ripoff, like insurance. Don't even get me started on insurance. Only a select few of us can roam the city streets without a bra. If you can, then you already know you are a member of the Itty Bitty Titty Committee. If you don't belong to that committee, then you're like me and are gravity's victim. May I tangent here for a moment? I was in the supermarket once with my sis. There was a woman behind us, possibly in her 50s, with a white t-shirt on and no bra. She didn't have half a boob to save her life, but her nipples were bigger than a little bit. Not everyone can go braless, and the color of the shirt, as well as the sagginess, or sitting prettiness, of the boob, must be taken into consideration. Sister girlfriends are good in this area. They can tell you when to grab the bra and when you have a few braless moments left. Oh, the freedom that comes with going without undergarments. All of us have gone without panties at least once. Panty lines are gross. Can we agree? And while some of you cringe and ew at the thought, the reality is most of us don't engage with panties more often than not. At least that is my unfounded guesstimate. Maybe this changes with bigger booties. Do people with big booties wear underwear more? I don't know. There are some of us who wear shorts under everything, and those who think Spanx is underwear. If you are wearing Spanx every day as underwear, please, please tell me that you are washing them every night. Admit it, though. When you go without panties, you feel a little sexier, a little naughtier, a little Eartha Kittish in Boomerang. I can hear her now. Marcus, darling, I don't have any panties on. If you don't know the movie, go watch it.